Coming soon, a brand new season of the Music to My Ears podcast, brought to you by BBC Music Magazine.
My body will move this way because it gives me such joy. Like the beginning of the last movement, especially if you find a recording that's fast enough and quick enough and has the right energy, it's just brilliant. And then there's that moment of the viola solo toward, like, it's like the second viola solo towards the very end of the movement that's just touching and lovely and full of wonderful energy and harmonic twists that are, it's a vibe. Brandenburgs are a vibe.
The one piece that I did drag my friend along to see was Cosi Van Tutti, because it's a funny plot you can explain. And it just, I think it just does dissipate that intimidation. And I would recommend to anybody who feels, well, I'm not sure about this, or anybody who wants to get a friend involved and thinks, oh, please come with me, you'd really love it, is that you tell them, you explain blow by blow how ridiculous the plot is and how way below this person's intelligence it is. It's like, it's so stupid. It doesn't make any sense. Now, how can you be intimidated by that?
People were always saying that Beethoven was deaf and he couldn't hear what he was writing. I think he wasn't deaf. This piece probably was ahead of its time for at least 100 of, if not more, years. And the amount of dissonance, amount of innovation, amount of ideas in this piece is truly unprecedented.
Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts.